The world needs beer.
But we all know Hillary Clinton is a three-legged midget.
If you were a Nintendo cartridge, I'd blow you.
I think I'm gonna go piss on a world tree.
Duval! My name's Alan, and I like to party.
My name is Mike, and I like flip-flops.
You wanna hear something special?
Hello, fellow bitches.
Oh, he's a fellow bitch now, he says. Interesting.
Change it up a little bit.
Yeah, we're making minute changes as our podcast grows.
Smallens.
Yeah. So, we're back again with episode Lucky 13.
13.
Yeah, this is the big one for no reason at all. For no exact reason.
That's big for us. Every new episode is big for us, man.
You're right.
I mean, hey, come on. 13? We're still babies, man.
True.
Little babies.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
We're learning as we go, obviously, as we mentioned a thousand times before this podcast.
Yeah. There's a few things that I do not want to say again on future podcasts that I have said over and over again, and that's one of them. I'm going to do my best not to say that shit. So, when's the last time we talked?
Fucking last podcast.
Last podcast. Was that like 5, 6, 7 days ago? Six, like that?
Oh, Saturday, so...
yeah, like 6 days
ago. 6 days ago, yeah, fucking A.
Man, what's been going on, man? Anything good?
No, actually the exact opposite.
Well, great.
So...
wait, before you start, we should crack a beer.
Yeah, you're right, because I need a beer for this story.
And today's first brew is Mad Manatee India Pale Ale. It's made by a local brewery, a Bold City Brewery.
Fantastic.
While you're cracking that bitch.
Cracking a cold one with the boys.
That's right.
That's my favorite saying.
You get 3.55 stars out of 5 on this micro brew.
This looks so important.
It's a good one, man. It's 6.5% alcohol by volume. It says, this American IPA is a different soul from the reincarnated IPA style. More flavor than the withering English IPA. Color range from very pale golden to reddish amber. Hops are typically American, with a big herbal / or citric character. Bitterness is high quality. Oh, moderate to medium bodied with a balanced malt backbone.
That's a pretty accurate description, actually. As you were reading that, I was like, yeah, I kind of got all that in that beer.
I saw you listening.
I was actually interested because it was very accurate. I've had this beer before, obviously. Last time I had it, I was in Orlando, and I was at a restaurant, and they started on draft, and it was a fucking amazing beer to have on draft.
How do you feel about cans versus drafts? I have an opinion on it.
Drafts
all the way.
All day long.
Me too. I'm the same way, man. Yeah. Hey, listen, I look at it like this. You know, you can get what the company wanted you to taste out of a can.
Yeah.
But drafts, they don't clean the lines as much as possible, or much as they should, rather. So you're going to get a higher alcohol by volume out of it.
A little extra flavor,
a little extra fermentation.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Love drafts.
Yeah. It's got a nice smell, too.
I can hear him sniffing in my cans. Oh, God, sweet Jesus.
Yeah, I had one of these before you got here. I cracked one already.
I don't blame you.
I couldn't help it. Yeah. Get off work, man. You know, it's like, got to have a beer. You completed the week.
See, I want to know that this week. That leads into my story for the week.
Yeah.
I was off Monday and Tuesday, and I worked Wednesday. And while I was at work, I was doing prep and shit, like early in the morning stuff. I was kind of coughing. I had a dry throat. I have allergies. That's all it was. But my managers overheard me, and they're like, hey, you can't work the rest of the night. You're coughing a lot. It's like, yeah, no, it's fine. Just allergies, and my chest was a little tight. Like, yeah, we can't have you doing that in front of customers. It's an open kitchen.
Right.
So we can't have that happen. I was like, all right, that's fine. I got like 6, 7 hours of working already. I'll go home tonight, and then the next day, on Thursday, they called me like 4 hours before my shift, which was nice. They actually did that, not like an hour before my shift.
Yeah, no shit, yeah. Right?
In the restaurant industry, it happens. But yeah, they're like, hey, just stay home tonight just in case. We don't know what's going to happen exactly. Just quarantine tonight, and you can come back tomorrow if you're feeling up to it. I'm like, I feel up to it right now.
Right.
I feel fine right now.
Like, yeah, fucker.
Like, yeah, you know, just in case. Like, I need hours. Like, yeah, we know, but just in case. Fuck, okay. So yeah, that was my week. I had a nice 4-day
layoff.
4-day layoff because I was coughing. So don't cough at work. PSA of the week.
It's like, hey, I feel the same way you do. It's like I was sitting there at a pickup, and I'm waiting. And I got there kind of early, and I'm waiting for them to get finished because there's a deadline that I have to, or a time frame I have to make.
Right.
Basically, if the pickup is scheduled for 5 o'clock, it can be 15 minutes before or 15 minutes after. But it was a 5 o'clock pickup, and I have a little time for a little sneaky snack, man. Yeah. So I get these. I found these little peanut butter balls that are. I gave you a package of them earlier, but so I'm eating these things, right? And it's got oats. It's like a peanut butter ball rolled in oats with a couple of little tiny chocolate chips sprinkled on top.
Something for you.
Yeah, a little something. Give you a little energy, man. So I throw that bitch in my mouth and I'm eating it, and all of a sudden it goes down the wrong fucking tube. And the back door's open, they're working right there, and I'm hacking. And they're like looking at me like wide-eyed, like, what the fuck? Do you got COVID?
Dude, it's so crazy that you can't cough anymore.
You can't cough
for anything.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a mask at work, so it's not like I'm coughing on the food that I'm working on. I'm wearing gloves, washing my hands and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I get it, man.
That's crazy, though. So yeah, that's my week.
Yeah.
What happened with yours?
Regular work week, man. You know, first week back from vacation, you know, so.
It's always the worst.
It's the worst, man. And I work outside in the heat, no AC, just getting reacclimated, basically, man.
Yeah.
You know, and it just so happens Monday and Tuesday were the hottest days of the year so far. So it was pretty horrible.
That sucks. It was most humid, I'm assuming.
Oh my god,
it's been raining constantly here.
It's humid as fuck in Florida, man. Period. It's all there is to it, man. And you get through it. You know, today I was fine. I was like, it was hot, but I was fine. What's that? Oh, I think there's fireworks going off.
Oh yeah.
So
okay, I'm like, the fuck is going on? We got a war zone outside.
Right. Hey, so if y'all hear some boom, crack booms in the background, the crack booms are fireworks. We're recording this on July the 3rd. So tomorrow is July the 4th, and rednecks galore in the area just decided to, you know how it is.
Oh, I know how it is. Yeah. They were shooting them off last night in my neighborhood.
Yeah, same.
I went out and watched a little bit. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad, dude. It's like 11 fucking night. I was like,
I'm fucking never mad. Shoot your fucking fireworks off. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't have the funds to pay the fines, so I usually don't do it unless it's on the 4th of July.
Oh, because HOA and shit like that, right?
Bro, HOAs, if the cops really want to cite you, they can cite you.
Right, they can.
Yeah.
But in our neck of the woods, they usually don't give a fuck.
Speaking of getting cited, so Florida is under mandatory masks now.
Yep.
Everyone's got to wear a fucking mask because of COVID-19's resurgence, and I'm not going to go into a whole diatribe of COVID-19 because we've talked enough about it, but I just thought that was like a landmark thing. I'm like, what the fuck? Now any business you go into, you gotta wear a mask.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous, man.
Is it?
I think it is.
To what extent?
To the extent that there are many doctors that are underneath the they think that the only way we're gonna get through this is by herd immunity. And the masks don't really do a shit ton to protect you.
Right.
It's kind of like a false sense of security.
Yeah.
I remember when this shit first started, I was wearing fucking rubber gloves and masks all fucking day, man.
Yeah, you were.
And I'm like, I'm cross-contaminating everything. The mask is not really doing much of anything except for making me hot as fuck to where I can't breathe out in the heat.
Okay.
You know, I don't know. Basically...
Sorry.
No, okay, you go ahead, man.
So, with that being said then, do you still wear a mask out in public because it's mandated? Do you do it because you have to?
So, I'm going to get a lot of fucking flack for this shit, but I only do it when I'm asked to do it.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
If I'm asked to do it, I'll put it on. It's always in my pocket. But if not, if it's 94 fucking degrees outside with humidity of 60%, the real feel outside is 110 degrees. The back of that fucking delivery truck that I work out of is 120 plus degrees, man.
Yeah.
Can't wear a fucking mask, man. I'll pass the fuck out.
But you still put it on when you're asked to.
When I'm asked.
Without a fight.
There's no fight. There's no sweat in it. It's mandated.
And that's the important thing. That's the important mentality to have about this thing. I made a recent video about that kind of thing.
Okay.
About boomers and Karens. Because you all fucking hate Karens, am I right? Fuck you, Karen! Fuck you. No, about the fucking Karens and boomers going before the Florida courts.
Right.
And trying to, like, get the whole mandated mask thing repealed. And just the people that were up there were fucking ridiculous.
Okay.
They were so upset they had to wear a mask into a store. Throwing a tantrum almost, saying, we're going to be a communist nation if we keep doing this. You're stepping on the Constitution. In the first 5 seconds of the video, go check it out, please. Just for the fucking first 5 seconds of this guy talking. His name was Butch. And he's an American patriot. That's how we started this. I am Butch. I am an American patriot. And you see that flag over there? I would die for that flag.
Great, thanks.
Yeah. It's like, dude.
You're probably going to die.
Go check it out.
Anyway. I mean.
That was his biggest contribution to the argument, though. He's like, I would die for that. And you're stepping on the Constitution. And I would die for the Constitution.
He does have a point.
He has a point to a certain extent.
He has a point, even though his point probably wasn't well thought out.
His point wasn't presented properly. That was the problem.
He wasn't well thought out or presented properly, because if he was thinking properly, he would have been able to present it properly.
He came in shouting. His name was Butch, and he's an American patriot.
Fucking, what the fuck?
Boomers. Dude. He's a boomer.
Yeah, he's a boomer.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Talking about Karens, you know, there's a movement now that people are trying to cancel the term Karens. Oh yeah, they're pissed off because people are calling people Karens, and there's a movement now for that. Yeah, man, it's and I know cancel culture is extremely ripe right now with everything that's going on.
It's beyond crazy right now.
Yeah. Before we get too far from it, did you see the guy and the gal that were in the gated neighborhood that were protecting their houses? And the guy comes out with a fucking M16.
Karen and Ken. That's right. Yeah, no, I saw that.
Now, how do you feel about that? Do you have an opinion?
I have an opinion, obviously, because I'm an American citizen, an American patriot.
Okay. I have an opinion, too. Fucking Butch.
No, in all seriousness, I think what they were doing was okay-ish. Not the way that it was presented, much like our friend Butch. They were worried their home was going to be attacked and vandalized. I get that. That must be frustrating to be scared of that situation. They see a bunch of like angry people coming down the street with violent intentions. Some of them, not all of them, some of them. So they got a little over defensive about it. standing on your front yard with a AR-15 and a pistol is not the appropriate reaction to the situation, obviously. But I get being scared in the situation.
I like your opinion. I disagree.
I like your opinion. Okay. Go ahead.
It's good to have an opinion on things, and it's good to hear other people's opinions, mm-hmm. and that's the only way we grow. I disagree with your opinion. If it were me, knowing the circumstances that were there, basically they busted through a gated community gate, a huge gate.
Yeah.
They busted through the gate into a private community. It says a sign right there, big, private.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Private community, no entry, blah, blah, blah. They're like the first house past the gate, basically.
So, yeah, they were freaking the fuck out.
So they're out there. They bust in here. The reason why they busted in that gate is the governor lives in the back of that fucking community.
Oh.
But
they not know any of this.
Yeah, so the governor, they were going back to the governor's house. Here's the thing. If you have signs posted, private property, no trespassing, you can walk out on your property. I could walk out in my front yard right now with my fucking AR-15 and brandish it and show everybody my AR-15. If you come Florida. If you come on my property, I have every right to shoot you. Every right.
Yeah.
You know? So I think that they were not wrong. I wish they would have done it a little better.
Yeah, and that's kind of all I was saying. We're not really on the two different levels here. I think we're on the same level.
Yeah, yeah. Again, I gave you more information.
Yeah,
you didn't know that other information.
No, I didn't know that.
We're on the same level. I just don't see any problem with them brandishing weapons sitting out on their lawn if they wanted to.
Again, none. Again, no. Like, what they did was not wrong in any way. Again, I didn't know it was the private community either. I didn't know that part.
Yeah.
So, but still.
Like, it is Minneapolis, too, where they're burning shit fucking down.
Exactly.
Where they're fucking breaking into shit.
They were fucking scared that their home was going to be attacked, and they were going to be attacked.
Fuck yeah.
I mean, you saw that one video of the shop owner in Minneapolis who got beat the shit out of with a 2x4 by four giant dudes.
I didn't see it, man.
Oh, yeah, no, it happened.
I got tired of watching a lot of it, so I kind of, like, shut it out.
It was way at the beginning. It was, like, weeks ago, but still. This woman was brought out of her shop with her husband. The husband was beat down, and then the woman tried to, like, stop them from attacking their store. And they came out with a giant 2x4.
Dude.
Beat the shit out of her, man.
It just amazes me, man. It amazes me the fucking cream puff society we live in that can't grow some sort of callousness towards words, man. The cancel culture that's going on right now is out of this. It's fucking out of hand, dude.
No, I agree.
Way out of hand, man. I mean, you got people that are calling for you to stop calling the big bedroom in your house the master bedroom.
I didn't hear about that
because, one. Because supposedly it has inclinations to master and slave, master bedroom, slave. It's not true. The invention of master bedroom comes from the Sears and Roebuck catalog in 1926. Slavery ended in 1916, I think. I think I'm right. Double check me if I'm wrong. Fucking message me. Let me know. Tell me I'm a dumb fuck.
Drop a comment down below.
I am.
And subscribe.
Yeah, I'm a dumb shit. I'm an idiot. We're both a couple idiots, and we're just fucking bullshit.
Keep going, man.
But so the cancel culture is taking shit like that. And they're like, you got to change the name of the big bedroom. It can't be the master bedroom. Sorry. Anymore. Because of the whole Black Lives Matter and the slave thing. It's like, bitch, it doesn't have anything to do with it. Get the fuck out of here. I'm so sick of this bullshit.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the next thing, man? What's coming next? I mean, tell me if you got something.
I'll tell you. Because I had a lot of notes on this, actually. Because I do believe there is some good and bad in the cancel culture. Mostly bad. Admittedly.
Some can be good. There's certain things that we shouldn't be fucking saying anymore, which I'm cool.
Well, not as that, but I'm talking about cancel culture in the terms of celebrities and personalities.
That too.
Like, there's some good things being brought to light, like more recently like we talked about with Shane Dawson.
Cancel Shane Dawson.
He's already canceled. He's fucked. He lost. He can't. Before I go into this, I'll talk about Shane Dawson for just a quick second, because I'm all about it right now.
Backstory, in case anybody didn't listen to the last episode.
So,
and if you didn't, fucking listen to it.
Not even backstory. I won't even say that.
All right, go for it.
Since our last episode, Shane Dawson has canceled or shut down his one of his three YouTube channels. Over, I believe, 170 million views on that channel.
Okay.
It's gone now. It's all gone. And now YouTube has demonetized him, meaning that he gets no money off any views or ads on his channel anymore.
Which correct.
Pretty much means his career is over.
Correct.
And then the makeup line that he had, Conspiracy Palette, is now canceled by the company that makes it. So he lost that as well.
All right.
And then lastly, Target stopped selling his books because he had two biographies out, I think.
I didn't know he had books.
And books. Target canceled that. So he absolutely has zero revenue stream, so fuck him. But, again, there's good and bad to the cancel culture. The good is that we're finding certain things out. We're finding certain things out about certain people that should be brought to light, like Shane's pedophile past. Alleged pedophile past. I'm going to say it for fucking just the sake of it.
Just say alleged. That way you're safe. Yeah. The thing of it is even if it is alleged, the things that he portrayed and the things that he did to gain notoriety, to gain support, it was wrong, man.
Yeah.
It's wrong. He deserves to be canceled just for the simple fact that he's doing this so he can gain viewership.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Absolutely. But then we also have the bad side of cancel culture, which is the obvious. The overreactors, the crybabies, the strawberry generation. Those two things mixed for me, I don't know why. The crybabies. You know what? Fuck it. Yeah, we're calling that the crybabies.
The crybabies. I like that.
Me too, actually. Fuck
fucking cryberry bitches.
Fuck up.
Cryberry bitches. I like that.
Because, yes, again, I keep bringing up Shane Dawson because it's most relevant right now, but Shane Dawson made a lot of racist jokes in his past, as well as many other celebrities, which ties into what I was going to say later on, but I'm bringing it up now, is that if we just cancel them out for something they said 10-plus years ago, then we're not giving them the opportunity to grow as human beings, right?
You're absolutely correct.
So now we just canceled the 10 years worth of work they just put into themselves of becoming, of overcoming that racist person they were. Right?
You're absolutely correct, man.
Yeah.
I can add to that, man.
Go ahead.
I'd
love for you to.
I've done a lot of soul searching over the last fucking 30 years of my life, man.
Damn, it's a lot.
Well, I mean, I'm 44. I'm 44, man. And over the last 10 or 15, maybe 20, actually, last 20 probably, man. I had racist thoughts, man. I was part of the desegregation program in Jacksonville.
Right.
Where they bust my ass to the fucking north side when I lived on the west side. Because basically all the schools... It has a lot to do with the redlining and how they kept black people down for a long time, man. So they tried to ratify that. Yeah. By ratifying that, they were going to desegregate schools, the public school system. And they bussed me and my sister to Northside, to a predominantly black school. What do you think happened when you have a small, small population of white people in a predominantly black school? Dude, I got my ass fucking beat, dude.
Yeah.
So I got in fights. My mom was at the school constantly. My fucking referral folder was over an inch thick. Yeah. I was in fights all the time, man. So it's going to have me have bad feelings towards black people, man, because all I saw them as was evil, man. All they wanted to do was fight me for no reason because I was white.
Again, that kind of ties into everything because it's a sign of the times, man.
Correct.
It's all it is. It's a sign of the times. And right now, this is the sign of the time in our current state. We're learning a lot of shit about ourselves, and you learned a lot about yourself since then.
Correct. And in what I was trying to say is basically, I don't have the same thoughts that I had when I was a kid, man.
Because you grew up, man.
Because I grew up. Exactly. I was able to... when you're a child, you don't analyze things like you do when you're an adult, man. So should I be canceled because I had racist thoughts as a kid? No, man.
Exactly.
No. You should be able to grow. And also, it goes along the same lines that if you have a political opinion, you should be able to change your fucking mind, dude.
Absolutely.
You should be able to change your mind on if you think gays are bad or good. Come on, man. I grew up heterosexual male.
Yeah.
And when we saw somebody that was gay, we didn't know how to react to them. So how do you react as a child?
It also didn't start happening until...
You push them off.
After I was in high school. Exactly. I mean, even when I was in like junior high and half my high school year, gay was still not okay. I'm a younger person, but it just recently started being okay.
Recently.
Very recently.
Last 15 years or so, 10 years, it was a beginning for me.
Okay.
And the reason why...
But it has grown a lot since then, obviously.
It has grown a lot since then. But I worked with a lesbian woman at one of my previous jobs, and it made me realize, dude, you're fucking wrong, man. They're just people,
They're
man.
Just people with different
they're
sexual preferences.
Just people. And guess what, man? What they do behind closed doors is none of your fucking business, man. Just
fuck yeah. Just see, I'll drink to that. Yeah, cheers to fucking that, dude.
Cheers to that, man.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Why does what another person does sexually, anyone else's business, is none... It baffles my mind,
It doesn't
man.
Concern you, man. It
doesn't concern you.
It doesn't concern you, it's your about, family, your kids, all that shit.
But it's about growth. And yes. I learned that... A lot of gay people are cool as fuck, dude.
They're just people, man.
No, man. They're not just people. They're eccentric. They're different.
They're open-minded.
They're strange. I like it. I like strange. I like eccentric. I like open-minded. I like getting a different... And it made me realize, if you stay inside your own little box for too long with the same people who like the same fucking box... You're not going to grow.
Fuck no, you're not.
And guess what? If you don't grow, your mind grows stagnant. So guess what, man? Get outside that fucking box. Get out there and learn a little bit. Hang out with some people that actually are different than you. If you're a Democrat, hang out with a fucking Republican. Even though you don't agree with them totally, maybe
hang
something
out with
clicks.
Libertarian.
Man, I think I'm. I like libertarians, man. I think I'm more of a libertarian.
I think I am too lately. Yeah. I'll be quite honest. I mean, I went from straight Republican to fucking libertarian.
Yeah, I was never a straight Republican. At one point, I was registered as a Republican just so I could vote for the Republican candidate.
Yeah,
but I went independent after that.
Yeah,
and now I'm libertarian. And the shitty part, and I hate to fucking elaborate on this, but I'll just go into it just briefly. The shitty part about politics is if you're not registered as a Democrat or Republican, you can't fucking vote when it means something.
Your vote doesn't matter.
Well, it matters. It matters. But the Libertarian candidate is not going to get in, man.
No. You know, neither every year something happens.
Neither is the Green Party. None of them. The only party that's going to get in there is Democrats or Republicans, and you can't vote. Like this last primary was what? How many fucking Democratic candidates were in it, right?
Six.
No, there's more than that. There was six
main ones.
Well, there was like a shit ton of them to begin with.
Yeah.
So when it came down to it, how many could you vote for if you were a Libertarian?
None,
because you're not a Democrat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can't vote on a Democratic candidate if you're a Libertarian. That's where the system's fucked, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I digress. Get outside of your fucking box, man. Go talk to some people that aren't like you, and try to open your mind a little bit, man. Just try. Open your fucking mind.
Yeah.
It can't hurt.
I can't say any better than that, honestly.
Yeah.
That's about as much as it goes. But the reason I got on the topic of cancel culture and we got on the topic of it was because I came across one more recently. Robert Downey Jr.
Love him.
People are trying to cancel him right now, and it's not going very well.
Well, fuck them.
Because, you know the movie Tropic Thunder?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're fixing to talk about.
Exactly. He played a...
I'm just dude. Playing a dude, playing another dude.
That was the joke, man. He played a white guy playing a black actor. Playing a guy who was fucking up. The joke was that he was in blackface.
Yeah. The whole joke was blackface in general.
That was the joke that it's not okay. That was the point of it.
Yes.
But as I was researching more about Cancel RDJ, which is trending on Twitter, unfortunately. But... Not unfortunately, because a lot of it's in his favor.
He will not get canceled.
No.
Guess what's going to happen
to him? He's fucking Iron Man.
Exactly. He is fucking Iron Man from here until the end of time for me.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
No, you're good, man.
Kept popping up.
It's all good.
But I came across a video on Twitter of Jamie Foxx talking about the issue on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Okay.
The Joe Rogan Experience. So I want to play that for you guys real quick.
Just from Tropic Thunder. Think about that. You can never do that anymore. You can't have blackface anymore. Yeah, you know what? I'll say this. People have to understand where it comes from. There are real people out there that really mean you harm. Like, outside of us. I mean, there's some real people who really don't fucking like you. Whatever you are. Whether you're black, you're white, you're straight, you're gay, whatever it is. There's some people who really don't like. We're the entertainment. And it's easy. We're easy targets. It's easy for you to jump on Robert Downey Jr. or Jamie Foxx or Joe because it's easy. You know, when it's real things, which, you know, whether it's politics or whatever, a lot of times we're not ready for that fight. But it's easy to sort of pick the comedian. I called Robert. I said, listen, I need you to play a Mexican. He says, dude, here's the deal. Sure. Fuck it. Sure. Of course. You're Mexican, whatever. But then he texts back and said, I'm nervous to play the Mexican. I said, well, shit, you played the black dude. You killed that shit. We're just all, you know, we got to be able to do characters.
What kind of blowback did you get from playing the black dude?
None. Because we fucked
before The Wire, too, though. It was like, what year was Tropic Thunder? I feel like that was like 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But here's the thing. We fucked with Robert Downey Jr. Like, that's our guy.
Right.
Like, I did his birthday party. And my first joke was, how dare you take all of these roles from black people? You know, everybody's laughing. So
the main point of that I showed that clip was, he's right. Cancel culture is fucking easy.
It's easy. It just seems like a lot of people...
Get a beer.
I can get you one. It seems like a lot of people that have grown up trapped... behind video games, trapped in their mama's basements, who were unsociable,
homeschooled,
and now they're old enough, and they want to be heard.
Yeah, everything towards them is a fucking attack on them. It feels like, to them at least. And I just don't get it, man. It's not. But he's right. Canceling celebrities is fucking easy. They're not fighting a real fight out there against the actual corrupt and the actual fucking people that mean us harm.
No.
They're fighting fucking celebrities on TV.
Hey, did you see that 7 or 8 block fucking radius they had in Seattle called Chaz?
No.
Oh, yeah. So, check this shit out. So they blocked off 7 or 8 blocks, right? And you can look this shit up. You can fucking call me out if I'm wrong. In Seattle. And it was close to one of the government buildings. And money wasn't good there. Nothing else, right? Cops weren't allowed in. Nothing, right? And they want to be like a free society in this area. Okay? After they fucking throw windows through the businesses. They trashed the fucking place, right? And the cops finally went in this week and dispersed them within like an hour.
Right.
They still got to do all the cleanup because it's fucking trashed. But the reason why they'd done that is there were a couple murders within that area.
Uh-oh.
Warlords had fucking taken over.
Holy shit.
Fuck yeah, dude. They put up... So they don't want walls. They don't want borders. They don't want money yet.
But they have warlords.
And they don't want fucking violence. This is what happens when you have an area like that.
Yeah.
You're going to have bad people. They're going to move in. They're going to fucking take over because you're a fucking pussy and you're not doing what you're fucking supposed to do and protecting your shit.
Yeah.
So it's easy, dude. It's the same thing.
That's crazy.
It's the same thing that if you shoot something in the fucking woods, guess who's bigger and badder than you in the woods? A bear. If they want your fucking food that you just killed, it's theirs now, bitch. It's the same thing. The bear moves in, takes over the fucking kill, takes over the territory, and you're done, right?
Yeah.
So, in this, they called it Chaz. I can't remember what it stands for. And then they called it CHOP afterwards.
I did see there was one CHOP here in our area, actually.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In Jacksonville? You didn't hear about that?
No, I didn't hear about it at all.
It got a lot of positive results, actually. Not in the sense that you would think, but in the sense of our sheriff made them all like citizens that can arrest people. I don't know what the term is for.
I saw something
you saw
to
it,
that
man.
Effect, but I didn't see anything about CHOP. I saw that
it was CHOP.
He stated the sheriff here in the county we reside in, black guy who wears a cowboy hat. Yeehaw! I love it. I love it too. I think it's amazing. But he stated that if Antifa comes to the county that we reside in, that he will deputize every legal gun
That's
owner,
what it was, yeah.
every legal and licensed gun owner in the county, and see how they like that. It's like, I don't know how I feel about this because I'm one of those people. I don't want to shoot anybody.
And I love our county sometimes. It's like a lawless wasteland out here almost.
It's
crazy.
It's fucking great.
It's crazy and it's great because like you take your law into your own hands at a certain point in this county and then the cops are like, all right, well you did that because you felt like it, so all right, it's cool.
It's fucking Duval County, they're making you wear a mask in Clay. Oh shit. In Clay County.
Clayton County.
they're like, do whatever the fuck you want, man. Basically, they're not. There's no mandate.
I shot my neighbor because he came to my property. Oh, okay. So
Did he have a knife?
Not even that. Did he say something bad to you? He said hello, and I didn't like that one bit.
He flung a cow patty right in my eye, man. I understand. I would have killed him too.
Yeah, shit, me too, bud. Dude, where we live at is fucking crazy.
Yeah, hey, it's all good.
It's all good.
Clay County, Duval County, Nassau County, fucking all of them, dude.
It's crazy.
We live in Northeast Florida, everybody. Everybody's got guns.
All the time.
Everybody's got fucking guns. Hey, that reminds me, talking about everybody's got guns, we got this long list of shit that we wanted to talk about, and we haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Yeah, I know.
So
that's great.
Yeah, so... So I get back to the building and I get finished with my day and okay, at work. I see at work. I'm sorry. Hey, so I'm at work and I get back to the building and I'm finishing up my day and I'm about to punch out and I see a guy walking in and I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're supposed to be leaving by now. And he goes, they called me to come in. I was like, why? He goes, one of the drivers that's got a route in the ghetto. Sorry, I burped. He's got a route in the ghetto. He witnessed a murder today.
I'm like, shit.
Whoa. And that tells you right there, fucking shit is off the fucking hinges, man.
I mean, where we're at, though, in Jacksonville, it's always off the hinges. We started our year off with, what, 23 homicides?
Yeah, I think you're right.
From January to February, it was 23.
I think you're right.
Five of those happened within 1 week. I remember seeing that in Orlando.
We're not Chicago.
No, but we're pretty up there.
They had 23 or 26 fucking homicides.
Within a week.
No, on Father's Day, bitch.
Oh, no, you're right. Fuck, I remember seeing that.
On fucking Father's Day, dude. That's
fucking nuts.
What the fuck, dude?
Now, Jacksonville is up there in the crime rate, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely top five.
Dude, the amount of videos you can pull just from the Jacksonville area of people stealing your fucking packages off your front porch, get the fuck out of town, dude. It's astronomical, man. Astronomical.
I love and hate where we live, honestly. It's such a great and terrible area.
Listen, man. This place has its advantages.
Oh, yeah.
Every place has bad aspects and has bad areas. Every place does. I don't care where you go. If you go to bumfuck Egypt, Tennessee, where it's only a population of 100, I'm sure there's five guys that nobody can stand, and that's the fucking bad area.
We got Seb, we got Bill, we got Mark, we got Greg,
fucking
and we got
Todd. No, fucking Todd.
Oh, we got Todd over there. He writes reviews for shitty beers.
Fucking Todd. God damn it. But we have a certain section of our city that's shitty. You know what I mean? And
not going to say who.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a certain section of the city that's shitty, man. Yeah. And crime, if you live in a good area, crime's going to go there because they know you got the good shit. Mm-hmm. You got to think of it that way, man. So, put cameras outside your house, get a fucking gun, protect your family, protect your shit.
It's protection. It's not...
Yes.
It's not a political stance. It's a protection device.
If you break into my house, you're dead. Sorry.
Sorry.
It is what it is, dude.
Sorry. In our county, that's okay.
I won't say sorry when I shoot you either. Sorry.
I might, just for a comical effect. Oh, sorry. Oops.
What I'm trying to say is, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry I had to shoot you. You came to my house. All aggressively.
What were you trying to do? I can't do it like you can. That's fine. What were you trying to do with that? Fucker. Is that a butter knife? You're dead. Fucker, you're dead.
How does it feel knowing that the last thing you hear is a guy doing a Christopher Walken or Kermit the Frog impression before you die?
Or when you break through the door, you hear, thank you, I've been waiting for this.
Oh my god, finally. That's great.
I knew a guy who had a gun in every single room in his house.
I dreamed of that day.
Hidden.
That's cool.
Hidden.
I dreamed of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith kind of thing where you just bang on the wall. And a gun fucking cachet pops out.
Underneath the fucking stove, oven, just ding, this drawer pops out.
I dream of the day where I can do some shit like that.
That was a great movie, by the way.
It was an awesome movie.
Yeah.
It's where they started their affair.
The affair turned into a marriage that turned into a shit show, basically.
Turned into 1,000 adoptions and turned into a divorce.
Good God, man.
Yeah.
Good fucking God. Let's get back on track.
Oh, speaking of the city where we live in, we actually have a pretty fun history in the haunted community.
Yes!
You like the little segue I just did?
You did a good job.
Thanks, bud. I thought of it earlier, but whatever. We'll continue. Yeah, so Jacksonville has a pretty haunted history.
It does.
With a certain school that Mike has apparently attended to.
In a sense, I have attended this school. This school is named School Number 4. in the circles that I traveled in.
Otherwise known as the Devil School of Jacksonville, Florida.
Devil School of Jacksonville. Quick note, established in 1918. It was closed in 1960. It was 1994, 3-2, somewhere in that area.
94.
Well, it was 92 whenever I visited.
Oh, the other one came in a historic landmark.
No, no, historic landmark is year 2000.
Really?
Yeah, year 2000.
It's been
and
a while.
I think it was 92, 93. Me and a group of guys that were thick as thieves during high school.
Can we get some backstory on this before you go into your story?
Yes, do it.
So, my first video on YouTube was about this location. So I did a little history and all that shit.
Wait, good job stopping me. Go for it. Go for it. You did great, man.
I would have kept going, man.
Yeah,
good stoppage. You want to get the viewers something to be scared of?
I didn't even think. I'm like, what the fuck? Let's get him in it.
No, I like your enthusiasm.
Good job, man.
We're killing it. No, so on the Jacksonville, Florida school, or the number 4 school, originally started out as a Catholic school. Am I wrong about that? It became later on.
Yeah, I think
it became a Christian or Catholic school. I'm not sure which one was.
Yeah.
Not important. The important part of the story is during its years of being open, there was a boiler room down at the bottom of the school where apparently we had a Freddy Krueger-like story of a janitor kidnapping kids and molesting them down there. And then the boiler exploded one day and killed all these kids and killed the janitor. That was one of the main stories. The other story is that it's just fucking straight and haunted from the principal and teacher that was roaming the school. That's pretty much it. It's just haunted. There's Freddy Krueger down there. That's more or less the haunting story. But it becomes more haunted because people break into the school. Now it's a national landmark. People break in like Mike.
Allegedly, me and a lot of my friends, thick as thieves, like I said, we were bored. We had vehicles, nothing to do. It's early in the fucking morning, late at night. We decided, let's go play hide and seek in school number 4. Sounds like a great idea.
Good idea.
Yeah. We encountered quite a few things in that school. There was a Bible burning room. It was an old classroom. You could see the fucking ashes. You could see the Bibles.
It became a very cult attraction.
Supposedly, there was sacrifices that happened in there. I didn't see anything to that nature.
There was one reported rape and murder that happens.
Okay.
I know that for sure. A homeless guy who was living on the property did rape and murder a girl.
Wow.
I didn't know about that. It happened like in 2005 to 2010, I want to say, not earlier.
Shit, I mean, it must have been just stories whenever I was visiting.
Right.
And I say visiting because we went there quite often. It didn't scare us one bit until later on. But we played hide and seek. One of my friends picked up a fucking old commode, about cut his fucking finger off. We had to leave, you know, and then we went back. We decided to go back. We got bored again. Kids are fucking stupid, man.
So we it's what you do, man.
Yeah, so we go back. We're fucking around again, and we're like, well, we heard there's underground tunnels underneath here. Let's go find a fucking boiler room, in quotation marks.
Did you find it?
We found it.
No shit.
Oh, yeah. The under side of the school is a crawl space. It goes in columns, and we found the boiler room.
Right.
Along the same lines of the boiler room, we found holes that were dug underneath the school that were large enough to fit 2 to 3 bodies in. Some of them were smaller, one body.
One for kids, yeah.
But it was scary, man. It was fucking scary, man. And finding that boiler room, it made you think of Freddy Krueger. Made you think, Jesus Christ, what the fuck am I? What's going on here? Where am I at? What am I doing? Ah!
That's gonna be scary as fuck, dude.
But when you're playing hide and seek in the dark in a school that has no electricity, no power, and you hear something, dude, you'll piss your fucking pants, bro.
Yeah.
Especially in a school that you know is fucking probably haunted, man.
So, did you know the Freddy Krueger story before you went down to the boiler room?
Yes.
Okay.
But not the way you told it.
Okay.
It was a little different. It wasn't like Freddy Krueger. It was just like the janitor, yeah. Basically.
Yeah, that's all it was. It was a basic Freddy Krueger storyline, though.
Correct. But I had already seen that movie so long ago, man. It was one of the first movies that scared the fuck out of me.
Exactly. Dude. So he must have been scared shitless when he saw Boiler Room.
Are you kidding me? I'm like, all right, we gotta go right now. We ran out of that motherfucker, and one of my buddies, he's running, and there's still pipes underneath there. Gets fucking clotheslined, and then he's gone. And we look back, and we're like, where the fuck is he at? He clotheslines himself, basically knocks himself out for all intents and purposes, and we have to go back and grab him and drag his ass out of there, dude.
Shit.
And at the time, I was driving around my dad's truck. So we're all fucking piling in that bitch trying to get the fuck out of there. School door 4 is right next to a state trooper office facility.
For a reason.
So you have to be very careful,
yeah,
as a child trying to get into that motherfucker. And I'm really surprised we didn't get caught, which honestly.
You can't break into it now, apparently, because it is heavily guarded at this point from the sheriff's office.
We never vandalized that place, but that place was so heavily vandalized. So
did you find the tree in the center of the school? There's a lot of reports of people talking about a tree that they've seen and they've never seen again.
I don't remember seeing a tree. The auditorium was scary. The auditorium / cafeteria.
I think it's what they said the tree was scary.
There was no tree there.
I heard a lot of stories of people saying they saw this giant fucking tree in the middle of the auditorium, and then they would come back to the site and they never see the tree again.
Maybe it grew after I was there, man. I don't fucking know.
Maybe.
I don't fucking know. But it was scary times. I'm a crazy motherfucker. Me and my friends are crazy motherfuckers, man. Back in the day.
Yeah.
And it was fun, though.
That's what you do when you're kids, though.
When you're looking back on it, you're like, how fucking crazy was I, right? It's like, what the fuck were you thinking? Because if you asked me to do that now, I'd be like, fuck you, man. I ain't doing that shit.
Because there's homeless guys living there, more than likely. And
Yeah.
You don't want to deal with the Jacksonville homeless.
Oof. Homeless
they're
in
crazy
general.
As fuck.
Homeless in general are crazy as fuck, dude. God. Talking about the homeless, man. I knew a girl, man.
I'm going to go to the bathroom real quick. I'm really sorry. I never do this, but I've pissed really bad.
You piss. I'll just fill some time. Okay. But I knew this chick, and she was telling me a story about the Jacksonville homeless, and I was like, what's so bad about them? You know, I mean, we drive by the mission down there to go to the Jacksonville Jaguar games all the time, and I don't think a whole lot about it, but you see homeless people along the side because they get food and shelter there, so they kind of congregate around the area. So I was asking her, I'm like, hey, what's your issue? And she said that she attended a nightclub one time with one of her girlfriends. She's lesbian, of course. And I don't know why, of course, but she's lesbian. So she attended this nightclub, and so she was dancing with someone else. Her partner decided to leave her. She was incredibly inebriated. And she made her way at closing time out to, in Riverside, of course, out to a park bench. And while she was on the park bench, she passed out. And when she woke up, she kind of not passed out, but blacked out. And when she blacked out, she woke up to being drugged into a shed where a homeless person raped her. Now, I'm not saying all homeless people do things like this. All I'm saying is that you have to be wary that someone who doesn't have anything will take anything from you. If it gives them anything in general.
Yeah.
And Alan's back, by the way. I'm going to fill him in really quick. I was telling... Oh, here comes my dog. Hey, Chief. Chief, get out.
Our guest podcaster.
Chief has to go out because he is very disturbing. But I was telling the listeners, I was like, hey, I was telling a story about a lesbian couple who were at a nightclub. One of the females decided she was going to dance with other people. The other one decided she was pissed off, was going to leave. They were both inebriated. She blacked out on a bench, and a homeless person dragged her into a shed.
Oh, you, yeah. You told I think me I've told you before. About this. Yeah, yeah, you have. Still, it's fucking crazy.
It's still fucked up, man. And the point I was trying to make is, if you don't have anything, you have nothing to lose. That's when you get. That's when you find out who you really fucking are. All right.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Let's find out who you really fucking are. And if who you are is a fucking pedophile, that's who you are. If who you are is a rapist, that's who you are. And when the chips are down, and you're willing to take something as precious. I'm sorry, but I think of it that way. You take someone as precious as somebody's innocence away from them.
Yeah, it dude, is.
Fuck you, man. The story doesn't end well. The story doesn't end well. And the reason why the story doesn't end well is she was at the club. She was wearing a skirt. She was provocatively dressed. She wasn't wearing panties. He sodomized her and raped her.
Oh.
And the judge said, a Duval County, Jacksonville judge,
I don't like how this is gonna
allegedly,
end.
I'm going to say allegedly, said that she asked for it.
Dude.
What the fuck?
That is the worst fucking argument. And it's happened many times, not this scenario, but it happened many times where a woman has been raped. And the judge has been like, oh, well, you were wearing provocative clothes and provocative panties, so you obviously wanted it. What the fuck is your goddamn problem,
fuck
dude?
Fuck you, man. Control yourself.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, control yourself, dude.
Are you telling me that you would rape that girl if she was wearing that in front of you? Is that what you're trying to fucking tell me right now?
And that's why we can't have nude beaches.
Fuck, you're right.
That's
I mean, we have some.
No, we don't. Not real ones.
Yeah, we do.
No.
I've been to them.
But they're not legal.
Yes, they are.
Where?
Cape Canaveral.
They have a nude beach there.
Yeah, I've been there.
What did you see?
Lots of naked people.
Were they all ugly and old?
Yeah. Okay, so there was like, unfortunately, there's a lot of like ugly ass old dudes. No, he's right. He's right about that. And then as I was approaching the beach with my fiance, oh, I should stop saying Alexis. I don't know why I keep saying that. Alexis. There's these three really fucking gorgeous, attractive girls in front of us.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, cool. I get to see some pretty attractive girls then. That's pretty cool. Let's see what this beach is all about.
Right.
It was just all like naked dudes.
Naked dudes. And then dicks out.
As I was leaving, I saw these three girls again as I was fucking leaving. And they were all...
Did you get naked?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it's a nude beach.
Did she get naked?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a nude beach.
All
right. We wanted to go to experience the experience. But as I was leaving, I saw these three girls that I saw at the beginning that are extremely attractive, and they were all wearing their full clothes. I was like, ah, so why the fuck are you here?
Okay. I could see that, man.
No, dude.
I've never been to a nude beach.
It's a lot of fun. I'll be honest. It's a lot. It's a liberating experience.
There were, I used to surf when I was a teenager, and there was a beach that I surfed on constantly, and it was an island, basically, off the coast. And after that one, there's Little Talbot Island, and there's Big Talbot Island. Little Talbot Island is where I would surf at, because the breaks were great towards the end. You had the walkaways. But Big Talbot Island, in between there, supposedly there was a nude beach.
Nice.
I could never fucking find it, dude.
You tried your hardest.
I tried my hardest, bro. I was a teenager. I wanted to see some titties.
Who doesn't?
I still do. I love titties. Titties are great. Big, small.
Everybody loves some titties.
I welcome them all. And this is for anybody out there who wants to hear me say titties.
Titties.
Yeah! Yeah!
No, dude, I highly recommend going to a nude beach. It's very exciting to go. It's very fun, no matter how many naked old ball sacks you see. It's still a fun experience.
Just don't look at them.
No.
Come on.
It's more about being open in public than anything.
Hey, when you see titties, does it make you smile?
Oh, yeah.
Every fucking time.
Every time.
I can't help it. I'm like a fucking child. If you show me your tits, I'm going to smile at you.
I did see some titties on the beach that did not make me smile, but that's just whatever.
Whatever, dude. They're fun bags. They're fun and they're baggy.
They're fun.
I don't mean anything by that, ladies. I didn't mean to call your tits fun bags. I'm sorry.
No, the one I saw were not
They're beautiful. I love them.
He might love them, but I don't sometimes.
Ah, they fit somebody.
In this scenario, they were those flat grandma saggy titties that no one likes to see. So you just cringe. You just cringe a little bit. So you're a fucking hypocrite now.
I am, because I don't want to see those either.
No, it happens.
It happens. Gravity takes us all, man. It is the truth. Time and gravity will take us all.
Oh yeah.
That is for sure.
Balls get lower and lower every year.
Let's get this. Let's bring this up a level.
I was gonna bring it way down actually, but you go ahead and bring it up.
You're gonna bring it down?
I was gonna bring it way down.
I'm curious now. I want to hear what you got to fucking say, because I went to a fucking rape story. That's fucking disgusting, man.
And it's all on the same lines.
Okay. What you got?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Ah, no.
The boogeyman that never existed.
Fuck him. He didn't kill himself.
So, do you think that she will kill herself?
I've seen memes with Hillary Clinton as a security guard.
Who is she that we're talking about, by the way?
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Mm-hmm. She has been arrested.
Yes.
Recently.
About fucking time.
For everything that Jeffrey Epstein did.
I never thought they would find her here.
I don't know why they didn't find her sooner.
I don't know why. You know where they found her? I made a few notes.
Please tell me.
Let's see what we got. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that. They found her in Bradford, New Hampshire is where they found her.
Little bumfuck land nowhere.
Bradford, New Hampshire. Evidently, she was dressed in like, because she's a socialite, man.
Yeah.
Her father was a fucking billionaire.
Yeah.
Before he died. Before he tanked the company, basically. And she had money. I saw pictures of the house she was staying in. Beautiful, dude. I mean, I couldn't afford that in two lifetimes. And she's dressed in, like somebody saw her on a flight somewhere, from what I understand, which is how it all got kicked off. And no makeup, her hair isn't colored properly, she's wearing like a veil kind of fucking like hoodie.
Smart,
and she's wearing like bum clothes, basically.
A woman who has something to hide.
Yeah.
And she did, because she got arrested.
Oh, she got a lot to hide,
for,
man.
I believe, conspiring and trafficking minors, abusing minors, trafficking minors to a situation where they will be abused, and many, 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 many other deplorable fucking things.
Six counts right now.
Six.
Six. Four counts of sexual abuse. Ooh. Of minors, and two counts of perjury in the Jeffrey Epstein case. Dun, dun, dun!
So the bigger question at the time is, will she kill herself?
Ooh.
If this happens, then it's almost fucking... It's pretty much... confirmed. Can't think of that word. Confirmed that Jeffrey did not kill himself. If she dies in prison, it's confirmed he didn't do it.
Oh yeah, for sure. And she will die. And I'll tell you why she will die.
Think they're that stupid?
Oh, they're fucking dumb, dude.
You think so?
Goddamn. Dude, Trump feeds us fucking lies every day and we fucking eat it like cereal.
This is beyond Trump.
All I'm saying is this. Lies are fed to us every day, beyond Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And we eat it like cereal and believe it. They think we're all dumb. Here's the thing. I'm going to straight up tell you, honestly, man. She was photographed before all this shit started with a book.
Mm-hmm.
The book was open, and the back was like CIA lies or some shit like that. She was taunting them. I'm sorry, I spit light on you.
That would reach. That was some distance.
Oh, COVID-19, bitch!
Apparently, I got it. Got expelled from work, so whatever.
I spit all the way across the fucking table.
I was like, whoa.
I was like, taunt, blah!
Go ahead.
But anyway, she's got dirt, dude. She's got so much fucking dirt, man. And now that they've got her, she'll be dead within weeks, man.
That's my
opinion.
I would like to think whoever's organizing or orchestrating these things would not be this fucking stupid to kill her, because then it's just confirmed. Everything we've known and suggested is confirmed at this point.
They don't care about that. They can't allow her to speak the knowledge that she has, just like Jeffrey Epstein. The shit that he had on so many high officials.
Oh, yeah.
And like predominant people. Dude, How much do you think she's got, man?
Oh, yeah, especially if you watch the Netflix documentary.
Multiple countries!
Yeah. Especially if you watch the Netflix documentary with Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Then you know that she's 100% involved with everything that he fucking does. Down right to the actual fucking molestation and abuse.
It was said that she actually procured women for her father. And her father is what sparked what she turned Jeffrey Epstein into.
You think she turned him into that?
Oh, yes.
I think he was already like that.
I don't think so.
There's no way he could be just like that all of a sudden. No one could turn him into a monster.
I think she keyed in on what he was.
Manipulated him into doing this?
She keyed in on what he was and basically fed him. Because what she did was she fed her father.
Like, hey, my dad did this, and I can do this for you.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
You're a fucking dick, dude.
That's what it sounds like.
No.
I'm trying to be a dick.
She's a manipulator.
Yeah.
She manipulated. She was taught to do this by her father. Fucking dickhead.
Why am I a dick? I don't see
how it is. The way you said it. No, all right.
I'm agreeing with
you. So she was manipulated by her father.
Yeah.
Her father died abruptly.
Mm-hmm.
He
killed himself,
fell off a yacht, shoved, pushed.
I was just guessing.
He had a 180-foot yacht.
Right? As one does.
He had like $1.9 billion.
Yeah, as everybody does.
Yeah. He was the head of a failing business. He was stealing his pensions from his employees. And he was supposed to go to trial the day that he actually... Is that a yawn?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I was up at 8 o'clock this morning, dude.
I've been up since 5.
Well, you're more used to it than I am. I'm getting into the schedule.
Anyway, so... God damn it. ADD. You bitch.
On the day of his trial,
he didn't show up. And on that particular day, they're suggesting that he may have, I'll get you another beer in a second, he may have been murdered or killed himself.
They just guessed?
Well, he was found 15 miles away from his 180-foot yacht, butt-ass naked, bloated, in the fucking, he washed up on the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa. So, I don't know what happened, man. I don't know who was on that boat, that yacht, rather. That's not really a boat. 180 feet, that's a yacht.
I don't know
who was on that fucking yacht, but I think he was murdered. That's my personal opinion.
Like Jeffrey Epstein, he was murdered.
So she was trained by her father, and she found after that the next person closest to her father, she saw the same traits in. So she started feeding Jeffrey Epstein females.
That's young disgusting. Women,
young girls. And it's gross. It is definitely disgusting.
What
it's
was gross, more disgusting, man, in the documentary that Netflix released, you found out that Jeffrey Epstein coerced these girls he had already abused into coercing more girls for money. He would tell these young girls, like, hey, if you bring me a girl, I'll give you $400 a week.
It's like a pyramid scheme.
Exactly. That's the awesome way of putting it. He had a pyramid scheme for young girls. Giving him massages for touching his penis. Is that better? You like look over there like I said something wrong.
No, I looked at the wall. I'm like, massages. Is that the best way of putting it?
For touching his dick.
No. They all started off as massages. That's how they all got coerced into doing it.
For their first hour.
So you had it right. And I apologize for looking at the wall.
No, you're fine. Because a lot of the girls who said like they went over there for massages, their friends that brought them there knew what was going to happen.
He didn't do it to everyone. Only the ones that he was attracted to.
Right.
So not all of them, even though it was a giant line and train of people that were actually paraded into this fucking place. It's like a pyramid, dude.
No, it was.
It's a fucking pyramid scheme. That's
sick shit, man.
Dude. That's sick shit. And then after that, because that was, what, in Miami?
That was Miami, yes.
After that, then it was Fuck Island.
Yep.
Jesus fucking Christ, man. This guy is going to go down in history as one of the biggest monsters. And I only hope that more women will come out and actually indict him or indict, how do you say it? I don't even know. Just come out and actually say what happened to you and by this fucking guy. Don't be embarrassed. It's not a badge of honor, but it is your badge of life. Mm-hmm. It needs to be something to said. And I know that there are a lot of things out there. There are a lot of women out there that think that if they say something after they've been raped or they've been molested, that bad shit's going to happen to them. There's a bad case right now of that army girl. I can't. We'll talk about it next podcast, man. But
yeah, I want to read more into that.
She was missing for like 2 months.
Oh, is that I can't remember her fucking
Rodriguez,
name.
Rodriguez.
No, I can't remember her name.
Duiz. I'm fucking it up, man.
But before you go into that, that's part of the problem. I feel like what you're saying is that it's part of the Me Too movement, which is somewhat related to cancel culture. I feel like that's when the good comes out of cancel culture, right? We were saying earlier. So we're learning more and more things about people through cancel culture, unfortunately. Oh, it's a little easy on the eyes.
That's my favorite.
That's my favorite at this point, honestly. It's favorite. Really, besides Florida Man, this is really good.
Florida Man's a little spicy for me. I like it. I
God,
love it.
You're white.
I love it. I love it. I really love it, man.
No, that's gonna be. I'm just kidding. You said spicy about an object that wasn't spicy.
No. It's spicy in the way that, and maybe I'm explaining it, and I totally interrupted by throwing a beer on the table.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
So
it's okay.
I think it's spicy because Florida Man has got extreme alcohol content, and it creeps up on you.
Yeah,
it creeps up on you.
8%.
I think it's more.
I think it's 8%.
Is it?
I think so.
It's like it's 8.5.
Go ahead.
Untapped. Untap that bitch. You know what I'm going to do?
You're going to always write untapped, unfortunately.
Ooh, that's a good crack open.
But yeah, as I was saying, though, the Me Too movement is involved with cancel culture, and the Me Too movement is involved with unveiling shit about these fucking monster of a people. Like Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell.
Yes. Ghislaine Maxwell. I don't know how you fucking say her name.
I'm going to call her Ghislaine. Jizz.
Fuck that cunt. I don't care.
Jizz Max.
You know what she is? She's a fucking cunt is what she is.
She's not a person.
I don't like her, dude. I don't want to talk about her anymore. Until next time.
You're right. You're right. 8.5% on Florida Man.
What? That was right? Give me 2 high fives. I need 10. I need 10. That was not very enthusiastic, sorry, sir.
Yeah!
Give it to me! Yeah! We did things! I remembered something correctly.
All right, so let's get off pedophiles for just...
fuck this shit. I'm marking this shit out. I don't want to talk about this shit.
Let's get off
no
pedophiles
more
and rape and cancel culture for 5 minutes. Do you want to end on your lighter subject or my lighter subject? You let me know what you want
to
do.
I don't want to end on anything. You keep going, dude. Fuck it, dude.
What do
we got to do?
Eat.
Oh. Are you hungry?
A little bit at this point.
Well,
we're nearing towards the end of our podcast right now. So,
fuck it, dude. I got a couple things I want to talk about. One in particular. Alan's drinking his beer, and he gave me the finger up sign, like, give me a second.
Could have given that one.
You could have, but I'm not fucking you.
Not yet. What? God, what?
Ever. Dude, you totally missed your fucking cup.
Dude,
what the fuck are you doing?
I looked away. My bad. We got our trusty blanket here, as always.
Good God.
So we're now a record for 3 for 3 on these podcasts with spilling a beer.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the first one. You got two.
I got two.
You two up on me.
So, you're next.
How do you turn around?
Okay, so I think we should talk about one more topic before we end.
I'm going to talk about one more, too.
Go ahead. No, you go ahead. I want to do one more.
Then you want to end it?
We're bridging on ending time, yes.
All right. I'm going to make it short and sweet. I was tooling around on, I can't remember which one it was. It was either Facebook or Instagram or Tinder. And Just kidding. I was trying to catch it by surprise.
He did. He got me.
I think it was on YouTube. I think I was watching our video, one of our old podcasts, because I was so far behind. And then I was scrolling, man. And then I came across this guy. He's a cook. And I don't know if he's a real trained cook, but he cuts shit up properly. He fucking flips the fucking pan and the food properly. And he gets shit fucking done.
I will say that you don't have to be a professional cook or a certified cook to do those things. Those things are easily learned through any YouTube or any site you can learn it through. That's all I want to say.
I don't give a fuck. Here's the thing. The guy's name is Nat. All right? He's from Australia. His YouTube channel is Nat's What I Reckon. I'm telling you right now, he's got a couple of good recipes, man. His mac and cheese, his bolognese, his chili. He does an episode with Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, really?
Where they do a poached egg.
Nice.
Oh, dude. This guy's fucking amazing. He cusses constantly. This is what I want for you, but somebody's already fucking done it now.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, dude. Have you watched any of them?
I've seen a few of them.
Dude, he's amazing. He's like, bang it in the fucking pot, mate.
I don't fucking know.
Bang it in the pot.
He said poached egg and I immediately had nightmares.
All I'm saying is this. If you want to give a YouTube video a chance, and you want to learn how to cook something really easily, he gives you alternatives. While he's cussing, he gives you alternatives to ingredients. He's great, man, and he looks like a quintessential cook.
I love his hair.
He's got long hair.
He's got very piercings. Nice hair, man.
He's great. I love him. He's a great guy.
He's Australian.
He's an Australian. Yeah, banging in the pot.
I like him too, honestly. I've seen a few of his videos since Mike's been posting on Facebook every day about him.
I have to, man, because it's fucking amazing. And that's all I wanted to say before your end. Give me what you got, Alan.
I mean, my end was pretty basic. It was very not as fun as yours, I'll admit. That's my foot.
Sorry.
We'll play footsies later.
Later.
In the dark.
Why are you wearing socks?
Is that wear shoes to your house?
Bitch.
I'm a bitch for... Okay. Oh, no. Like, mine was a little fluff piece at the end, because Alexis isn't here, unfortunately, tonight. So I'll be the little fluff piece. I know this beer smells immaculate.
I love Easy on the Eyes. Intuition O Works, India Pale Ale, Easy on the Eyes. If anybody's wondering, it is a wonderful beer.
It's a great fucking beer.
Anyway, Alexis not here, so yeah. The puff piece, what you got?
I came across this video today of Henry Cavill explaining his fitness workout.
Oh, yeah, he talked about that.
For The Witcher. It was very interesting, mostly because he was talking about this new thing called fasted cardio that he's been doing. It's exactly what am I boring you?
Oh, fasted cardio. I know. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, fasted cardio is exactly what it sounds like. Yeah, you're not eating before your workout. You're just kind of...
I'm just kidding. Go ahead. I'll fucking with you.
Are you?
Maybe.
Okay.
Fasted cardio.
Yeah. If I can finish it first. Can I talk about it or is it okay?
Do it.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. This is exactly what it sounds like. It's fucking you're not eating before your workout. And then after you do your 20 minutes of cardio, you're fucking eating 900 plus calories. After your cardio workout, 20 minutes or more. Henry Cavill is obviously a beast of a fucking person. He's pretty fucking shredded.
How tall is he?
He's pretty short. Short as you? I don't know.
Hey.
You didn't like that part, did you?
Are you slighting me?
Speak up to me when you talk to me.
Are you slighting me?
Look at his height, real quick.
Yeah, give it a look.
Oh no, he's 6'1". He's taller than me.
That's bullshit. That means he's 5'11".
I'm 6 foot.
That means he's 5'11". They always bluff that shit, dude.
I'm cool.
Everything, dude.
Ben Affleck's 6'4".
He's not.
He is.
Oh, no, he's not.
He's a tall guy.
How do you know? You met him?
No, but
exactly.
You see him compared to
you don't know shit. People. You say
Tom Cruise is 5'7".
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then shut the fuck up. that's why I said Tom Cruise.
I don't know, man. did it say that? Did you look it up, or did you just say that?
No, I looked it up.
You did fucking look it up. Oh wow.
Yeah. Gal Gadot is 5'7". Not important. But
Gal Gadot.
But Henry Cavill, he's a fucking monster of a human being. I've been trying to follow his workouts.
Sorry, you said Gal Gadot, and I got a boner.
I know.
She's so hot. Don't touch my dick with your toe, dude. Ow!
Sorry, my foot was against your shorts.
Anyway. So, Henry Cavill, he's 6 foot what?
One.
6'1".
Yeah.
And what is his workout routine?
It varies depending on what he's going to be in. The Witcher was mostly strength training and muscle building, a lot of shoulder exercises.
Okay.
He did a lot of his exercises involving shoulders because he was wielding this giant fucking sword throughout the entire filming process.
Right. Which was probably made of plastic.
No, surprisingly it wasn't.
Really?
For whatever fucking reason, it wasn't. It was a straight up broadsword he was carrying. That's why he was doing so much fucking shoulder workouts.
That's cool as fuck.
That's crazy as fuck, right?
No, that's cool as fuck. That's not crazy as fuck. That's cool as fuck. I like that.
Dude, he was actually swinging that shit around.
Oh, dude, he was swinging that motherfucker around like a goddamn beast, man.
I recently just finished The Witcher 3 for the third time, and like watching it, I'm like, dude, Henry Cavill nailed this.
If you haven't seen The Witcher on Netflix, give it a try. It is a great movie. It's a great TV series. Streaming series. I can't get it right.
If it's fucking all available at once, I'm going to call it a movie. It's an 8-hour movie. Because you have the potential to watch it all at once.
I love it, dude.
I love it, too.
I love the fact that they can tell the whole fucking story. Even though, with this particular series, they tell none of the story.
They do and they don't.
There's so much more they can give.
The season 2 coming out is going to be more linear, they said. It's going to be more understandable.
Good.
So, there is going to be that. But the reason I bring it up, man, about Henry Cavill and his workout, is because, like, before I moved down from Orlando, like, I was obsessed with working out. This hoodie I'm wearing right now used to look fucking fantastic on me. Not so much anymore. But like it used to, like it's my favorite workout hoodie, and now it's like, dude, I fill it out completely. It's just fucking gross to me. I'm wearing it today for I don't know what reason, but like, dude, like seeing him like get into this home workout mentality. Did something fall?
I didn't hear anything fall.
Just me. So okay. But seeing him like get into this home workout mentality he was talking about with the Witcher series just makes me want to go fucking like get back into it, man. Like
really
makes me want to go fucking. Be the best I could. Makes me want to be Henry Cavill, because he's a fucking stacked motherfucker.
There's a few people that make me want to work out when I see them.
Isn't that awesome?
It's awesome.
Yeah.
The Rock.
Yes, he has insane workouts that I can never follow.
I can never follow his workouts.
Dude, he's doing like fucking tricep dips with like giant chains wrapped around his body.
I know. He's insane, dude. I can't do it.
What's the reason? Is it so much so that your body weighs isn't enough for you anymore?
Dude, I'm 5'8", 150 pounds.
And you're in great shape.
I'm okay. I'm in okay shape.
We all seen your Instagram photo. I know I gave you a lot of shit for that, but no, dude, like you're in good shape right now.
Dude, you can give me all the shit you want. I was wrong for posting that.
No, you weren't.
It's all dude, good.
Look, if I had a six pack, I'd be posting too, honestly. Come on. If I was where I was in Orlando before the quarantine, I'd be posting too.
Here's the thing. We all need to limit our caloric intake. We all need to get better. We all need to go for walks. We all need to get out. We all need to get vitamin D. Vitamin D supposedly is the key to beating this. Yeah, I started supplementing, but vitamin D, vitamin K2, vitamin C, if you're taking those on a regimented, regular basis, it is the key to, if you get COVID-19,
no.
To beating it, and it doesn't feel like anything but a slight flu or cold.
I mean, I was leaning more on the workout side than the COVID side.
But, but.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, like, what do you have to offer the people at home? So we did my little bullshit segment one time that we never brought up again about me quick recipes. What's a quick workout tip, man, that you could offer to everybody at home?
You can't build muscle without protein. Mm-hmm. So the best workouts are in the evenings, because as soon as you break down your muscle, you go to sleep. And it gives your muscles a chance to recover.
Yeah.
So all of the bodybuilders that I've read about they work out twice a day, unfortunately.
That's crazy.
That's too much for anybody. I'm not looking to bodybuild. I just want to get fit.
I'm not trying to be a professional bodybuilder.
No, man. I'm never going to be huge. But the best time to work out is in the evening, right before you go to bed. Whether that be sit-ups, pull-ups, there's lots of isolation exercises you can do within your own home, mm-hmm. if you're in lockdown. And, you know, there's lots of things that people think that they can't do. Sit-ups, man. Sit-ups, pull-ups, push-ups. That's all you really need to do. And then reduce your caloric intake. You'll see a big, big, big difference. Get out and walk. Get out and walk your fucking dog, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's lots of things you can do, man.
I'll admit personally, and I think I speak for a lot of people right now, that it's very hard to work out at home. I lost my will to work out after I couldn't go to the gym in Orlando.
COVID.
I lost that that willingness to work out because I couldn't go to a gym. That's why I'm this person right now. I got lazy because I wasn't going to a gym every day. It wasn't part of my routine to work out at home. It was part of my routine to get in the car, drive 2 minutes down the road, and go to the gym. Now it's not my routine anymore. Now I'm kind of just like, I'm home. I just fucking sit around and play video games and fucking eat shit.
I'm sad too. You want to know why?
Why?
I have 2 gym memberships.
Why?
Because I want to work out. I want to work out in the morning.
Oh, that's right. You told me.
Right? And then when I'm on my route, I want to be able to go to the gym when I'm on lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
Right? My gym closed indefinitely. They're closing the fucking doors indefinitely. The one on my route. So now, what I was doing, because I'm lazy too, on the days that I didn't want to wake up early, I would just work out on my fucking route. Not anymore. Guess what? Back to waking up early every fucking day, motherfucker.
I mean, Henry Cavill apparently wakes up at 3 in the morning.
Fuck that.
Well, he's also an actor, so he has to wake up.
What else has he got to do?
His job. So he wakes up at 3 in the morning because he has to, because he has a 15 to 19 hour work schedule ahead of him. That's why he does what he does. Where he has to look good and has to work out constantly.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to, obviously.
No.
But
I don't.
You're already married. You have a lovely wife and all that shit. So, I mean, like, you don't have to work out and look good.
Yeah.
I do it because, you know, my lifestyle. And because, like, I don't like being fat. I don't like seeing who I am.
I have body dysmorphia. It is.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
Yeah. When I look in the mirror, I don't see what everybody else sees. I see a fat fuck who needs a lot of work. And there's a lot of people out there that are just like me.
Yeah.
Right? Even though you see something that you think that I should like, when I see it, I don't like it at all, man.
But you obviously felt something about yourself when you posted whatever you did on Instagram. Again, I'm not trying to bring it into a bad light at all.
I don't know why I posted that.
Because you wanted to feel good, man.
I wanted to see if there was any like I was like grasping at straws, honestly.
Right.
I'm like, does anybody like this? You know what I'm saying? And
that's part of a human being, dude. You want to feel validated. You want to feel liked.
Yeah.
It happens.
And when you make fun of it, it's fine. Because I expect
I'm just
that.
Fucking with you,
I expect
man.
That from my boys, dude.
Yeah,
you're my boy, Blue.
I'm just fucking with you.
No. I expect that from you. If you didn't give me that, I would think there's something wrong with you.
What do you want to say? Hey, bro, sick abs.
Yeah,
look sexy as fuck out there.
I think there's something wrong with you. But when I post that, you know, it's just like anybody else online. When you post a picture that's revealing like that, you expect likes. You expect something that makes you feel better about yourself.
You're revealing insecurities, and you want to make yourself feel better about the insecurities, right?
I'm extremely insecure about myself.
Who isn't, man?
Who isn't? Who is not?
I am, fuck.
I mean, there's kids that wear fucking t-shirts in a pool. Why do you think they do that? Because they're insecure, man.
Yeah.
I was that kid, dude. I was the kid who wore a t-shirt in the fucking pool. I wore a t-shirt in the fucking pool for many, many, many times, dude. I was going to say years, but I had to change it up many times. Because
many, many times.
I'm getting inebriated.
Yeah, we both are.
Let's end this motherfucker, dude. This has been a good episode. I appreciate it.
It's been a good episode. I feel like this is going to be really fun.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear it the next day.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up bright and early tomorrow and edit.
Good job.
Before I go to work.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah, no, it's fine now, dude. Honestly, it's a part of my routine to do this, and it feels good to have a routine again. And it's helping me with working out, honestly. It's giving me a routine. It's giving me, I have this between 8 to 9 o'clock, and then between 9 and 9:30, I can do a quick cardio, quick ab workout, quick whatever workout. So it's giving me routine again, and I do like that.
I can't wait to look like Henry Cavill.
Who the fuck doesn't, dude? Holy shit. Superman.
He's Superman. You know what? I don't even want to look like Henry Cavill. I want to look like Henry Cavill's stepbrother, who kind of looks like him.
Henry Dabble?
Michael Cavill. All I'm going to tell you is this. Fellow bitches, everything's going to be all right, man.
Yep, it's going to be all right. You know what I'm
saying? Everything's going to be all right from cancel culture to not being able to work out to just broad spectrum. Add whatever you want to it, man. I mean, everything's going to be all right, man.
I definitely add. Robert Downey Jr. shouldn't be canceled.
Everything's going to be all right. He ain't going to be canceled.
Nah, he's not.
Jamie Foxx even said, everything's going to be all right, man.
Play Mexican. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck, dude. Just make it happen, man. And before, I just burped. I'm sorry. I meant for a word to come out there, and then burped like
I meant words, but...
And the burp was like... sound came out. I was like... I'm just going to make this a fucking sound. No, I just...
Oh, before we go into anything else, I'm really sorry. Before we end this,
do it.
We have 4 days, actually tomorrow, 3 days left on our promo code, 50% off on our merch shop. You can get Are We Drunk Yet? Oh, absolutely. With that being said, in a black and white version of Are We Drunk Yet? All on everything you can possibly think of. Plugging that right now. So, Mike, are we drunk yet?
I'm getting there.
We're going to get there.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to end this motherfucker. Was something different, man.
Oh god, I'm waiting.
That's right. Are you ready for it?
I'm ready, I guess.
I'm not too sure.
Mike, I'm ready! Oh my god!
This episode has been The Tits.
Titties. This horse break.